President Trump issued a warning today to anyone planning to protest his rally in Tulsa tomorrow. He tweeted, quote, "Please understand you will not be treated like you have been in New York, Seattle, or Minneapolis. It will be a much different scene."
This is the president's first rally in months. The last one was on March 2nd, and it's being held indoors as daily COVID-19 cases increase in Oklahoma. The state Supreme Court is also due to rule today on whether social distancing and face masks will be required. Joining us now is Logan Layden, reporter and managing editor of State Impact Oklahoma, and he's been at the BOK Center today in Tulsa, where people are lining up a day before the event. And Logan, we're reading about the Republican mayor of Tulsa. He's declared a civil emergency and set a curfew for the area around the BOK Center. What have you seen today? And are people attending the rally worried about getting the virus?
As far as getting the virus, not from what I've seen. Went out and kind of strolled around the BOK Center within the last couple of hours. And what you see are people set up with tents, Trump supporters. Didn't really see anybody with any masks to speak of. Generally, this morning, so far at least, it's pretty light as far as traffic and the number of people who are down there, but it's increasing as the day goes on. But as far as people within those groups trying to protect themselves, I didn't see a whole lot of that.
So this venue can hold up to 19,000 people. Attendees will have to sign a waiver saying that the Trump campaign isn't liable if they get the virus there. What kind of safety precautions will be taken? And is there any room for people to attend this rally outdoors?
Well, and there's still some questions around that. We know that the BOK Center holds about 19,000 people. We've also heard the administration say there'll be upwards of 60,000 people attending the rally, either at the BOK Center or across the street at the convention center, which, as far as I understand to this point, hasn't been authorized to be used as a venue for the rally on Saturday. But there is large parking lots, parking areas where you could get several tens of thousands of people into. And so, you know, it's still possible that there would be that many people in the area. Yeah. But as far as who's going to actually be at the rally, it's probably going to be around the 19,000. I haven't at least seen any sort of construction going up yet in the area as far as like big screens or any other way for people to stand outside and attend the rally sort of virtually. From outside, but that, you know, there's still time for that to happen. As far as the safety precautions within the facility itself, we're waiting on our state Supreme Court today to make a decision regarding that, whether it will be required that social distancing be maintained or that other safety precautions will be taken. We don't know what that decision is going to be yet. They're having the state Supreme Court is having a special meeting today to look at that. But as of right now, I'm not aware of any specific rules for the people who are attending the rally to wear masks or to stay 6 feet away from each other. That doesn't appear to be the case so far.
We mentioned that tweet from the president about protesters. Are you expecting any?
Yes, there are a couple of protests that are sort of official and that we know are going to happen this evening in the Greenwood District here in Tulsa, which is within about a mile or so of the BOK Center, and which is the historical district where the Tulsa race massacre occurred nearly 100 years ago. There is an organized protest today, protest/celebration. It's already started, and there are, you know, food truck vendors, face painting. People are starting to gather down there to celebrate Juneteenth. Later today and into this evening, we're going to have people like Al Sharpton on the scene and Common and some other sort of higher profile people. And so we expect the sort of peak of that protest/rally/celebration to be later this evening in the Greenwood District, which again is still close, very close to the venue where the rally is going to be tomorrow night. And then also tomorrow evening, there's another organized protest in a Veterans Park here in Tulsa. Those are the two we know of. What we're waiting to see is what's going to happen in the meantime and whether or not, whenever you know, if Donald Trump is doing the rally at 7 o'clock, probably get out about 9:30. What sort of unorganized protests are going to have already gathered by then, and if these two groups are going to come together at some point?
So much to watch for and to report on. Yes. We appreciate this update. That's Logan Layden. He is reporter and managing editor of State Impact Oklahoma. Thank you again for joining us.
Thanks for having me.